of city-owned vehicles and equipment. Can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Duskalooty.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roni.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Walker.
Malachi.
Aye, sir.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Excuse me, aye.
Carried.
The next resolution designates the Register Star as the city's official newspaper. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Duskalooty.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roni.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, those two sales of Montgomery Street, parcels on Montgomery Street. The first one, can I have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Duskalooty.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roni.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
And the adjacent piece of property, can I have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Duskalooty.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roni.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Excellent. And the next resolution is authorizing the extra money for the intersection of Fairview and Green. I remind you, only $79,000 of this is coming from the general fund. And with the sales of the various Montgomery properties, we have that covered. Not these two. These two plus the other one were $80,000. So it's a wash, if you will.
The general fund plus the ARPA, right?
Correct. A roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Duskalooty.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roni.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
And Theo, a big hunk of it was a Stewart's. And the next resolution.
I'd like to thank everybody for their support of this project. It's long overdue, so thank you. We'll reach out to the contractor tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Peter,
for all the work you put into this.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's been a long haul getting this moving.
Understatement.
Okay. The next resolution celebrates June as LGBTQ plus Pride Month. Can I roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Duskalooty.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roni.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye. Hello?
Yeah, we heard you.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to, I feel that everybody should, be able to express themselves and have fun. I just want to, just everybody in the community just to, be mindful of, just be respectful when, and I'm speaking, just in the past, there have just been, certain indecencies, like with the parade. If we could just be respectful and this is our community. Everybody is entitled to, like I said, express themselves, but just keep that in mind. But aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Excuse me. Yeah, moving right, new resolutions. Okay, we have Tourism Board. Oh, this resolution...
the Operation Unite one?
It is
the closeout of last year.
Right, it's the closeout of last year for Operation Unite and the Sankofa Festival.
Correct. That was Tracy. Thank you for helping me get the receipts all in and whatnot, and that closes that out for the 2021 budget.
Distinguished guests can sit right over there. And you. where are we? Oh, can I have an introduction, please? Ryan, can I have a second?
Second.
Leo. A roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Dascaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris. I'm sorry, Roney.
Aye.
Sauer.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution compensates the various organizations for the last round of this year's Tourism and Event Awards. Can I have an introduction, please?
I'll introduce.
Amber and Ryan seconds. Any discussion? No?
Comment? I think divvying up that small pool of money was a really awful. No.
Can you speak louder, guys? Because that, you know.
Yeah, so all the work, I just want to thank Ryan and the Tourism Board, of course, for doing the due diligence and really making the hard decisions, because it is a small pot of money this year compared to the last year. And I think they've done a wonderful job of at least recognizing some people, even if they weren't, you know, able to be funded the way that they wanted to be. So I think the hard job was done. So thank you, Ryan, and the Tourism Board. Art was there, too.
Okay. Excuse me. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see that, Vicky. Go ahead, Vicky.
Yeah, just a question. What was the budget, the tourism budget, let's just say, I don't know, 3-4 years ago?
You want a quick explanation? The Tourism Board was money that was set aside from the lodging tax. But that has been, and then at one point we voted to eliminate that allocation from the lodging tax. So there was a lot of money in that fund for a number of years, but we used it all up during the pandemic and a little bit into this year. And now we're just, this money is from the budget proper. This is not allocated from the lodging tax. Ryan?
And this is much more the way it was when it was Arts and Events Committee.
When it used to be called the Arts and Events, I had a number of names, but in previous committees, this was pretty much the amount that was allocated for such events. Does that explain it?
I think it was even less at one point.
It was 20 at one point.
Yeah, so it makes sense.
Yeah. So I know it was kind of there was a lot of money for a short time.
Yeah.
Okay, did we do it?
No.
No, roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Dascaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Sauer.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, the next is a resolution authorizing a budget amendment for the CHIPS program, which is the Consolidated Highway Improvement Program. Can I have an introduction, please? Ryan, a second.
I'll second.
Amber, thank you. A roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Dascaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Sauer.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay. Next resolution is authorizing the web services and the redesign of the city website. This was discussed at the technology committee. And do I have an introduction?
I'll introduce.
Introduce.
Oh, there you go.
That's Art, and then we have Amber as a second.
Good presentation, Mark, by the way.
A roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Daskaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris. I'm sorry.
Aye.
Thank you. Moranti.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is a loan from General Fund to the Capital Fund for the Ferry Street Bridge Project. This will, of course, be reimbursed, I mean, paid back since it's a loan. Can I have an introduction, please?
Introduce.
Amber, a second. Ryan, a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Daskaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes the execution of a collective bargaining agreement between the city and the Communication Workers of America, who are representing our youth center employees. Can I have an introduction, please?
Introduce.
Ryan?
I'll introduce.
Oh. You're second, Amber. So we have Ryan and Amber seconding. Any discussion?
I have a quick question.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I didn't raise my hand.
That's okay.
How did they come up with the longevity figures? It said that five to nine years is between 100 and 10 to 14 years is 2,000.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Somewhere in the agreement, yes. Later on, down yeah. there, it talks about the longevity figures. Are we talking about the CWA?
Page 12.
Longevity. Unfortunately, Elena's not here, but I assume it's pretty much the same as the CSEA, which is our general contract with the majority of city workers.
Okay.
Okay, a roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Daskaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro, please.
You okay?
No.
aye.
Thank you. Carrie.
And by the way, I should mention, since some of these were not posted yesterday, there was the city electricity went out and the internet, so not everything was up in time by the standard one day ahead, but as you know, the rule actually accommodates emergencies like that. Okay, the next resolution authorizes the mayor to execute an agreement with Creighton Manning in relation to the Ferry Street project. An introduction, please. Dewan, a second.
I'll second.
Arthur. A roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Daskaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Sarr.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
What's this? A resolution accepting senior center donations. And they come from, let's see, well, it's just $200 coming from the Hudson Coloring Club. Of which, is anybody a member here? Arthur? Arthur Leroy, are you a member?
No.
Sorry.
I didn't know there was a Hudson
Coloring
Club.
We should go and have our
Coloring Club event.
Oh, cool. Okay, can I have an introduction, please? Go on. A second. Arthur. A roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Vascoluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is happens regularly, and it's supporting the New York State and local employees' retirement system and everybody who signs up for it. Can I have an introduction, please?
I'll introduce.
Oop, Art and Ryan
second.
Is the second. The roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Vascoluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay. Oops. Next we have the bills. Let's start with a introduction.
I'll
introduce. Oh, I would say that was a tie. So we'll say.
I'll let him have it.
Okay. Art is Art is the introduction, and Ryan is the second. Any questions?
No, I read them all.
Question? What is the Have Inc.? What was that?
Let me see. Have Inc. That is for a battery, I believe.
Yeah. Batteries.
A battery for the parking meters.
Battery for what?
The meters.
Meter.
For the parking meters.
Okay.
System.
Perfect.
It's a local business, if you listen.
Yes. Okay, no questions. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Vascoluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay. What we have left here are the proposed local laws regarding the boundaries of the wards. I believe, since Margaret is not here and she is the chair of the legal committee, that Councilmember Ryan Wallace has volunteered to read a statement on her behalf.
Yes.
Can you do it in her accent?
No, my God, no. It would probably sound Russian if I tried to do anything. So Margaret wrote us all and to be read at the meeting this evening. Notice from the Common Council from the Legal Committee. In February, the Legal Committee voted unanimously to recommend the quote-unquote least change option in ward reapportionment to bring Hudson into compliance with required equal ward sizes. Following discussions with our attorney, Crystal Peck, and Ms. Peck's written guidance, it was determined that this reapportionment would require a mandatory referendum in November. In our May meeting, we again decided to move forward with the quote-unquote least change option. This will involve moving 75 residents from the first ward to the third ward and moving 40 residents from the third ward to the fourth ward. For your review, we are providing you with a map outlining the changes and analyses of ethnic racial breakdowns for each ward and after, before and after the year apportionment, and a draft update to the local law. We need to adopt changes to the wards by July 1st to comply with our own charter. Changes to the wards will not go into effect until January 1st, 2023, if approved in the referendum in November. We will be requesting a special meeting of the Common Council to vote on the updated law and the ward changes in order to provide the mayor with 30 days from approval by the Common Council to approve by July 1st's deadline.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's at least get a, well, we need a motion and a second to lay it on the table. And
I'll
then we can just
I'll second.
Art and Ryan. Is there a, that spoke to both laws, correct?
that correlates both to both laws, and then the other element that's online for anybody is the map of what the final outcome would look like.
Where was that map? I had a hard time finding it.
It was some
figure, but not like
previously provided on the legal committee website.
On the you mean the map from February?
Yes.
That was very confusing. I didn't find that a very helpful map.
That was out of that DRA 2020.
Right.
Website.
Yeah. No, I understand where it comes from. It's just not very
effective.
As lawyers say, dispositive, I believe.
Yes. Good.
Yeah, I know. Big word, huh?
Okay,
that's what you get when you marry a lawyer. You pick up a couple of cool words. Where were we? Oh, so we need a motion and a second for the second law. Ryan and Arthur. Like that. Okay. So these two laws will sit on a desk. I think there's a number of questions that people might have about them. I received some in email. I don't know if we should bring them up tonight or how should we proceed since Margaret's not here. I will mention when we're talking about moving, we're talking about blocks. When we talk about blocks, these are the blocks that appear in the census, correct?
Census block.
Does anybody know? Census block. Okay. Do we know the number of households in each block?
Probably.
It's not in the data.
Crystal, do you have any insight?
I'm not 100% sure. Margaret was breaking down a lot of the demographic information on it, so I would have to go back to see what she had spent on that.
Okay. And I think we could also ask her to, give a sense of the actual addresses. Not the names, but the addresses, so we know precise. I mean, the point is, some people are going to wake up and find out they're in a new ward. I don't know if that's a big deal or not.
Has it been dealt with in the past? Fair and equal
went through? I mean, was that you, Malachi?
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if just to be voted on tonight?
No, we're not voting on it. We just put it on our desk to think about. And these are some of the questions that people sent me.
All right.
Because it does seem like it would be nice for those people in the right. Who are being changed from ward to ward know that that's happening.
I think people would want to know that that is
right.
I think that's important.
And I think that kind of information should be on the map. The maps that from February, which I did look at today, are just little colored blocks. It doesn't really give you a strong sense of what is in those little blocks.
Is it unreasonable to actually just have a mailing to each address? That's like, hey,
you can't go knock door to door.
No.
Well, I agree, and I think if we knew exactly which doors to knock, it might make it a little easier.
So
and just look.
I know. I probably will.
Houses.
Yeah, no, I think it's just...
Don't knock at my door.
Just for fun.
Are you asking if the city should do it, or the Board of Elections?
I think Board of Elections makes more sense if we're able to ask them.
I'll have to look into it. But go ahead, Crystal, if that's you.
I'm sorry, I completely, for some reason, forgot today. I raised the raise my hand function. So... It's possible that the Board of Elections may be sending it out, and if you want, I can double-check that with him there, too, because the change of wards would end up changing the election districts, and may, in some instances, also change polling places.
Yeah.
So in that instance, you're obviously going to get something from the Board of Elections, like most people do anyway.
Right.
And they already know this before the elections as to where the polling places are.
Yeah.
But if the Board of Elections doesn't send something, I do think it makes sense to try to see what kind of notification can go out there, whether
yes.
it's something on the city's website also that tells people if there's a change.
Mm-hmm.
And the map, that the PDF version of the map, if you actually go into the program, and this is where I think Margaret may have some more of this information, it actually dials down deeper into the demographics. For each of those colored block sections, too. So
yes.
She or Steve Dunn may have some of those details.
Okay, I agree. I know it does. But there are a couple. There's been questions sent to me about where that data is from, since it's it's not clear. And no, I agree. I think we have to wait till Margaret provide some more information. There's a question. Anybody else in the council have a question first?
I'd imagine the data comes from the census. Where else would it?
No, it comes from the census. Yeah.
Correct. I would also.
It does come from the census, but we don't see the actual census data that shows it supporting that.
Those are just taps. Yeah. Tables and tables and numbers.
Right. Okay, from the public, I think that's, yes, Verity has a question or a comment.
Yes, thanks, Tom. My questions pertain to this. First, there were two documents that were provided on the city website. You know, I was at the legal committee meeting last week and saw many of you, and at that time, Margaret talked about a spreadsheet and said she would share that with the public on the website. But it wasn't a spreadsheet, it's just a chart that shows the results of her own calculation. And so what I was hoping for was an attachment with the aggregate data, not the aggregate, but rather the raw data. So not the aggregated data that, her own calculations in a chart, but rather the public should be able to assess the raw data for themselves. So I know the data is based on not just the census data, but the revised census data based on, I guess, the state or, revised it to some degree. So just providing us with that raw data would be super helpful, number one, so that we can reproduce the calculations ourselves and make sure that these calculations about ethnicity and demographics are correct. Probably and hopefully they are, and then more members of the public will support the map. So I would think it would be in the interest not only of transparency, but public support, for us to be able to reproduce, the results, which is a basic requirement of any social scientific claim that, validity. Then second, with regard to the actual law that's here, it looks great, it's very descriptive, but again, because the map wasn't readily available to the public, you would have to try to make your own map and, find the data and make your own map. We don't have the map posted in a publicly accessible way. So if it sounds like somebody said that was posted to a past iteration of the legal committee documents.
It's in the...
So if you could post a before and after map, that would be fantastic because it would help add a visual to the qualitative description that's in the local law right here.
Yes, the map.
So those are the things I would really like to see.
The map that was referred to here was in the February, I don't know exact date, but the February legal committee meeting. My comment was that map doesn't really tell you much. It gives you a sense of where the block is, but it doesn't really identify it beyond that. You see, it's just a little...
Yeah, it would be really helpful to have the map that shows the before and then the after that's approved here. And then I guess the third point is that I think it's excellent that you guys are thinking of trying to notify all the potentially affected people. I completely applaud that and figure out if DOE is doing that or not. But it is a matter for the general public as well. So, it's not only the people that are immediately affected, but it's everyone that should have full awareness of how exactly, these proposed changes are being drawn. So I'd really, really like to have more supportive documentation before you guys have to vote on this local law at your special meeting and before the mayor has to sign it into law.
Okay.
Consequent to that.
There's quite a bit of time between now and the our vote and between now and when the mayor's hearing and his signature. But thank you for those comments. Anyone else? Oh, Crystal, you want to say something?
Yep, I just wanted to make two notes for this one and then also for the other law. There was a question as to whether the numbers in this law need to be changed. It looks like the law would actually need to be amended to reflect that the fifth ward, both in the legislative intent section and also in the referendum section at the end of section 7, to show that the fifth ward population is actually 1158, not 1083. at least based on the information that Margaret had had. And then for the second law talking about the date, I realized that I had not actually amended the title of the local law, so that also needs to be amended.
Okay. We can just do that. We don't need any measure.
Crystal says that it's not a substantial
right. change. Crystal, is that insubstantial enough that we don't have to vote on it?
Yes, I would say that those are both insubstantial. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments about this law before we go on? Okay, new business.
Sorry, how long will it be on the table before we vote?
30 days.
No. Our vote is scheduled for May 31st.
Okay.
It only needs to be on the table for 7 days.
New business?
Hmm?
New business?
Oh, Ryan, go ahead.
Can I jump in, new business?
Yeah.
All right. Tourism recommendations for shared streets this year. So it is out of our control. Completely, it's decided by the mayor's office. Congratulations, Michael. So we have nothing to vote on for it. However, I wanted to just go forward with permission from the council to put a letter together in writing just to the mayor with what our recommendations were. And just to recap, it was that we were only making it available to establishments that do not have outdoor dining, that it included restaurants, cafes, and juice bar, but not retail or food trucks. Restaurants that do not have outdoors are allowed up to 2 spots and must pay for the lost parking revenue. Cafes and juice bars only get 1, but must also pay for the lost revenue. It's inclusive of these types of establishments off of Warren Street. They must require at least 1 designated ADA-compliant table. It's mandatory for tables to be cleared no later than 10 p.m. nightly out of respect for the neighbors. Hopefully that mitigates some of the noise concerns. Hudson Business Coalition is looking to provide grants to get covers for the blocks and plants for the planters, or the cost of planters and the covers is then passed along to the businesses themselves. The program runs from Memorial Day to Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day's weekend, because that's typically the last bout of decent weather that we get. And then we're recommending a 3 strikes rule and pulling participation if a business if they have 3 viable complaints for noise with Hudson Police Department, which I believe will help address some of the concerns from last year, because I believe the mayor's office was fielding things left and right. And this way, it's kind of an honor system. If you've got 3 strikes and HPD says, yes, these were valid claims, then they're just out of the program. We're expecting everybody to be adults here. And then if there is a code complaint at all during the time, the permit and barriers are also revoked. Comments?
Just a question. Besides the planters on top of the concrete blocks, will there be anything to designate it in terms of like parking, just so that people don't back up into them? Will there be flags or anything like that?
No, I don't believe so, no. I think last year some places put cones on them.
Yeah.
But
last year, they put the block between 2 lines.
Inside.
Parking,
yeah.
But last year they put a between 2 lines, so there's only 2 parking spaces.
Nope, they're going to get, if they buy 2 spots, then they can put the concrete blocks on the lines on the inside of the 2 spots, and then if you've only got 1 spot, those blocks are on the insides of those lines, because it's 1 spot, we can't afford to give more parking up.
Amber has her hand up.
Right.
Oh, Amber?
I'm sorry.
Amber, your voice changed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have come to my attention that the resolution we passed a month ago for CMH healthcare workers did not include the entire hospital. It only included nurses and PECAs. So that does not include, just so we're aware, food, nutrition, environmental services, materials management, central supply, lab techs, communications, and just some of our non-union people, security, IT staff, our patient reps and patient registration. So basically all of our support staff were not included in that pay raise. And I can't tell you how much their morale has suffered because of this. They feel undervalued. morale's at an all-time low, and a lot of people are thinking about even moving departments. So I'm wondering if we could possibly pass another resolution supporting them and getting a pay raise as well.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, yeah, no, if you can work, it'd be great if you could work on that. I mean, the point is, we supported the union, and obviously they're not union members. But if you want to, figure out some.
Come here too. I mean, I will say.
Yeah, we'd like to hear from them directly. Yeah, I don't know if they're organized or how they, how they can actually. It's not clear how we can actually support them if they're not organized in some fashion, I think. I mean, we can make a general statement, I guess, but yeah. let's if you could work on it, Amber, that would be great, because we would definitely.
And so part of the problem was the union was aware of the fact that support services weren't getting this pay raise. They're aware of the fact that PCAs and nurses were the only people getting the pay raise. They were aware of that when they went into negotiations with the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to maybe put out like more of a robust statement next time stating that we support our hospital support staff, maybe something
sure.
in that regard.
That would be fine. And I hope you will craft that for us. We have Dominic's next. Sorry.
Thank you. Well, just in reference to the hospital, I do think there is another round of negotiations, from my understanding, to include some of the jobs that Amber has mentioned. So hopefully, maybe they'll come back around, with something organized. But I think there is another negotiation for those in staff. Question about the recommendations, Brian. So, and this is a recommendation, but there's nothing saying that something's going to be pulled from the recommendation.
Correct.
Right?
And that's where it ultimately lies with the mayor's office. We do not have the authority. We are not funding it or sponsoring it this year, so our fingerprints are not really on it, other than the fact that we are the ones that have received the majority of input from businesses across the city. But ultimately, it's Kamal's decision.
Okay, so it's these are recommendations that we have, but he can pull or add anything he wants, moving forward.
Correct.
Does that change our recommendation if he pulls three of our recommendations?
He's on.
Well, it's interesting. You should ask Dominic, because a few minutes ago, the mayor had his hand up, but he's taking it down. Kamal, did you want to speak? You're muted.
I was just speaking to Amber's point. But Dominic already stated what I was saying, that there is another round of negotiation for all the positions that were not included in the original.
Great.
That's good.
So are you all good with, can I just get a yes on the letter?
Yes.
We have to vote on that?
Yeah, we can just have a voice vote. All those in favor of Ryan's recommended letter, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Okay.
Michael, you can't say no.
Go for it, Ryan.
Thank you.
Any other new business from the council first? And now, what's that, Mallory? I can't hear you.
Is Mr. Bujan still here?
He is.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes. How you doing, Mr. Bujan?
Yes.
Just wanted to know, was there any progress with that Fifth Street project that Dominic was working with you?
The Columbia Street?
Yes, sir.
They did add some reflective material to both sides of the street and both sides of the sign. Also added a sign on both sides. So there was some improvement there. The crosswalk is in the making with the thermoplastic adhesion, and the ramp on the other side where there is not an existing ramp is in the future, also near future. But there was improvement, and I actually, when I drove through there the other day, there was a big improvement by having the reflective strip placed on the sign vertically at full length, as well as adding signs. Now there's signs on both sides. So it's it's a much improved visually from that perspective. But the other pieces are in process and being scheduled.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
And Malik, I wanted to thank you for everything you do, like you thanked everyone last meeting. So I'm happy for everything you do.
Thanks.
We have a hand up here in real life. Former Supervisor DeHughes, would you like to speak about something?
Sure. I actually wasn't expecting to come today, and the technology is a really good improvement.
Isn't it? It's really, it's quite cool.
I wish I was doing under. But if anybody doesn't know that I'm pursuing a cannabis business. And what I want to mention to you, I wasn't expecting to do this today, but I will mention it because I'm here, is that I've been talking to municipalities on the county level and where I live here in Hudson, is that you guys should be planning now around the economics of cannabis. It's not a matter of whether it's coming to Hudson, because it is. And you guys, I don't know if a lot of you have heard, but there are a lot of businesses talking about coming here. And the way the tax structure is set up is that 4% sales tax will be put on top of the revenue that's generated. Out of that, 25% of that 4% will go to the county, and 75% will come to the municipality where the business is located. So if Hudson has a couple of lounges and a couple of dispensaries and hopefully a manufacturing, we'll see. You're talking about generating a lot of revenue for the city of Hudson, but how is that revenue going to be spent? Right? And you guys need to think about that, because it will be discretionary. There's going to be two ways in which revenues will come back to a municipality. There's going to be the tax that are coming directly from the state that's going to be based on, that's going to go to areas that were considered hit hard by the war on drugs. And I think, I can't confirm that, but I would suspect that Hudson would probably qualify under that, and that's money from the state. But with that 4% tax, will definitely come back to this community. And what that amount will be, I don't know, but I would assume, just going by Great Barrington, that it could be substantial, and that will give you guys an opportunity to plan around what to do with that capital once it does get here.
Is that also an incentive to consume more?
What's that?
No.
I'm not gonna.
Just a joke, folks. Never touch this stuff. Anybody else? You know what that means?
Motion.
Ryan, a motion to adjourn. Dewan, second. All those in favor of adjourning, please signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Thank you all for attending. And that's it.
Go vote.
Please, with Canada.